Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Samach. Zvachim, daf Samach as we continue. Here in Kachi Kachim, we are not really a good place to start from. There's not the beginning of a sugya, so we're going to pick it up in the middle. We'll start six lines up from the bottom. Let's go Bilchumra, go back and start New Testament Bays, six lines up from the bottom. Omer Le Rebbe Yehuda. So we have a machlokas here, machlokas tanam we're in the middle of, in terms of various dimensions of the Mishkan, of the walls, exactly, of the Mizbeach. That's how it started, what the different dimensions were of the Mizbeach, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda is now talking to Rabbi Yossi. So Amarle Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yossi, your dimensions cannot be right. Why? You have very short walls. Efshar Kohen Omen Al-Gabi HaMizbeach V'Yavoda B'Yado V'Chol HaAmron HaSomi V'Chutz. Is it possible that Kohen could be doing the Avoda on the Mizbeach and people could see it from the outside? Is it inappropriate? How could Mishka supposed to be more private? So how could it be that people are going to be seeing him from the outside? So it can't be that those are the dimensions that you hold of. So the Mikdash David notes, if a Kohen does the Avoda above the walls, above the height of the walls, so is that a psul yosei? So if it's too high, would that be nifsal biyotzei, just like if you took it out? So he says it sounds like from our Gemara, no. Because what does our Gemara say? If he does it too high, you'd be able to be seen. That's the only problem. The only problem is that you'd be able to be seen, not that you'd be taking it out, so it must be there's not a problem. The only problem is horizontal yotzei, and not vertical yotzei. That's his suggestion. I don't know, let's say a Kohen throws the basar up in the air for some reason. He throws it higher than the mechitzas. So does that make it nifsal b'yotzei? If nifsal is a b'yotzei, hainu imavir ha'azara niskadsha, rak ad ha'mechitzos, umameila b'yotzei l'mala nifsal b'yotzei, onis kadesh ha'avir ad ha'rakia. Yamrina Lenny Kedusha good asik mechitza. Right, what do you say? Do you say regarding Kedusha, like the principles that we have by Sukkah and by Erev, good asik and good achis? Would you say it goes straight up? And he quotes the Raya from Argamara, Falamali Tam to Kalam Ronoso, Tapaklaid and Nifsal Biyotse. It must be that it is not a problem. Unless you say there's a difference between Kohen on the Mizbeach and Kohen on the Ritzvah Zazara. That's his discussion in Tezayin Al. So Rabbi Yehuda says, those can't be the dimensions because it's too short. So Amalar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says back, no. Ba'alo kfar nemar, ves kalei achatzer, ves masach shara achatzer, asher al ha-mishkan al mizbeach. So you see, we compare the Mishkan and the Mizbeach in that pasuk in Bamidbar. Ma Mishkan yudamos, ha Mizbeach yudamos. And we compare just like the Mishkan, which means the outer walls, the curtains in the Mishkan have to be 10 amos high. So too, the Mizbeach is 10 amos high. And the Omer, Klaim, Chamesh Esrei Amah, like I say, but there's another pasuk that says that the Klaim are 5 amos higher than that. Umata malamar hey amos, and what does it mean? 5 amos bisfasa mizbeach ulamala. Doesn't mean 5 amos that they're going to be shorter than the mizbeach and you'll be able to see it. You got to read all the psukim together of Yehuda, and therefore it means 5 from the misfas, from the edge of the mizbeach. Umata malamar shalosh amos komaso, and what is the pasuk about shalosh amos referring to? Misfas sove ulamala. Got to just know exactly which ratio and which area we're talking about when the Torah uses the lashon of either 3 or 5 or 10. But, says Rabbi Yossi, it's tall enough that the Kohen would not be able to be seen from the outside. V'Rebbe Yehuda, ki gamar gzeira shava, b'rechavu d'gamar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't learn the gzeira shava for height, you just learn the gzeira shava for width around. One other ha'ara on this gemara, if you look in the Briska Rav, we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam and the Raivan. The Rambam and the Raivan have a discussion in Beis HaBechira, in Perek Beis Ches. Doesn't seem like such a major machlokes, but says the degree is there will be a nafkamina. Says the Rambam, talking about the height of the Mizbeach. Gova kol keren v'keren chamisha tvachim. 5 tvachim, right? One. An amba sometimes is 5 tvachim, sometimes is 6 tvachim. Says the Rambam here, the keren is 5 tvachim high. V'ribua kol keren ama al ama. V'arba kronos chalulos. We had that before, that each keren is hollow, so that the blood, a little hole, some of the blood goes inside. V'gova makom ha-ma'aracha shmona asar tefach. And the height of the place of the ma'aracha is 18 tefachim. So what exactly is the makom ha-ma'aracha? Shmona asar tefachim. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, lo yadati ma'u gova makom ha-ma'aracha. What is he referring to? 18 tefachim, 3 amos? What gemara is he based on? What part, what are you, the Karen is one Amah high. What's three Amah high? Im Amar La Tapuach Shebeem Sam Mizbeach. Is Maklam Bracha talking about the height of the fire? The height of the firewood, the pile of wood that they made in the middle of the Mizbeach? So V'alo Hu Sha'omer Lamata, Sha Tapuach Ahu Einu Ela HaDeshen HaMechuna Sham. There's no specific height of the Tapuach. It's just whatever ashes there were there. The ode at Tapuach Einu Makom HaMa'aracha. That's not called Makom HaMa'aracha. So what exactly is the Rambam referring to here? Aval anuscha meduyekes v'rochav makom ha'maracha shmonas ha'tfachim. He thinks that the correct nusach is the rochav. The width of the makom ha'maracha is 18 tfachim. U'shnei tfachim heim shepachsu mishtei akronos barachman b'chulu. He has a suggestion. But then he says, ulai yesh lomar. Maybe the Rambam means this. She'oshet shnei tfachim hayu pegima shakronos hayu kenusim midofan ha'mizbeach. We mentioned this, thank you, a few days ago. The Ravid holds that the Kronos were indented inside the top of the Mizbeach. Then I said, okay, after a long time trying to figure out what the Rambam means, I said, you know what he means? Shehu kore minasovev ulamala makom hamaracha. He calls the upper half, we call the makom hamaracha pastures, just the upper, the surface on top of the Mizbeach. That's the makom hamaracha. The Rambam says, three amos high, 18 tfachim. It must be, says the Ravid, that the upper three amos from the soviv up of the Mizbeach, that's what he calls. V'zeo shekasa v'gova makom hamaracha shmon asur tfachim. Sheim shalosh amos ulamala b'mizbeach shal Moshe kasa v'komoze v'zeo lashon v'chulu. That's the Ravid says, maybe this is what the Rambam means. The Brisker Rav says that's exactly what the Rambam means. And there's an afkamina. What do you call the makom hamaracha? Is it just the upper surface of the Mizbeach, which is what the Ravid says? Or the Rambam says, the couple of inches going down, right, vertically on a Mizbeach. The afkamina, what if there's something that needs makom hamaracha? Do you have to do it on top of the Mizbeach, or could you do it on the side of the Mizbeach? For example, Mitsuya Chatas Ha'of. I think he says, where's the, here it is. Says the, Harid the Machalik Arivid. This is the Griz on, in, Beis HaBechir, Beis Chas. Harid the Machalik Arivid bein Kir HaKaren leKir HaMizbeach. To Kir HaKaren, Mikri Kir Shal Makom HaKtara, Bishop the Royal HaHakter Olof, Bishop Royal HaHakter Olof. The walls of the Kronos, that is the status of Makom Ma'aracha. V'kir Mizbeach Af Shalamala Me'asoviv Eino Mechal Makom Aktara. Hainu Mishim Derivit Svirle Dekam Kir Mizbeach Shalamala Me'asoviv Be'ikr Dino Eino Chalak Mishar Kir Mizbeach. The entire walls of the Mizbeach are similar, except the Makom of the next to the Kronos. That's the Rivit Shita. And that's why you wouldn't be able to do Mitsui Hadam, squeezing out the blood of a carbon oaf there. And that's what the Rambam says. No, the Rambam says the entire upper walls would be called Makom HaMaracha, and therefore Mitzi Adam would be able to be done there also. Okay, so you think it's just a linguistic machlokas reading the Rambam and the Ravid, but the Brisker Rav comes up with a halakha nafka mina. Okay. Says the Rambam, Gemara, continuing fourth line, Ulu Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hakam is Chazi Kohen. According to Yehuda, though, Lamaisa, the Kohen can be seen. Why? Because Gov Ho, Rashi says in the sixth skinny line, Gov Ho Shalosh, the Klam Einan Ela Chamesh, the Huatzmo Gimel Amos. The hide is three, and the curtains are five, and the Kohen himself is three Amos high. He can be seen. He had a tie to Rabbi Yossi. He can be seen. According to him, he himself, you can see the Kohen from the outside. So Gemara says, no, Nihida Kohen Mischazi, Avodah Debiyada Lo Mischazi. You can see his head. You can't see what he's doing with his hands. So therefore, as long as the Avodah is the din of the Avodah being private, Avodah shouldn't be able to be seen outside. At least outside the Mishkan, right? In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, things were higher. But in the days of the Mishkan, it shouldn't be able to be seen. So that works out because you can't see his hands. So Bishtwal Rabbi Huda Hainu Dechsev Kiddush. Now getting back to what the Machlokas started out with. And the machlokas we had yesterday in the bottom of Nun Tesaman Aleph. Remember the whole machlokas started off with Darshaning Psukim and Sefer Malachim. Shlomo HaMelech, when he was sanctified, and when he consecrated the original, the Bayis Rishon, so it was a very busy day. Hundreds of thousands of karbanos brought on the first day. How did he do it? So, Rabbi Yehuda says, he sanctified the entire Ritzvah HaAzara. And the entire floor of the Azara was kosher for burning the karbanos, because the mizbeach would have been too squishy. It wouldn't have been enough room there. That was Rabbi Yehuda, and that's his whole makkah for darshaning different dimensions. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi, what are you talking about? That's not true. And he quoted Elif Olos Yal Shlomo. He quoted connection between the Mizbeach of Moshe and the Mizbeach of Shlomo. But anyway, so Mishpat Rabbi Yehuda, Hayna Dosef Kidesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it says that Shlomo was Kidesh, we know what Kidesh there means, Kidesh HaMelech Toch HaChatzer, the Pasuk says, so we know he had to sanctify the floor in order to be able to give it the Kedusha to burn the Karbanos on, doing Haktara on the floor. So El Rabbi Yossi, my Kidesh, according to Rabbi Yossi, what does Kidesh mean in the Pasuk? The Karbanos were all brought on the Mizbeach. So, Lahamid ba Mizbeach. He was Makadesh it to put the Mizbeach there. It's not that it was Makadesh the rest of the floor, but there had to be a Kedusha of the Mizbeach there. What does this mean? So, second Brisker Rav of the day. Two in a row. Says the Brisker Rav in the end, in the letters, in the back of the Brisker Rav al-Rambam, there are letters written there. It doesn't say exactly who they were written to. They were to different family members, some to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, some to the Rav, some to others involved, but he was asked about this. What does it mean, Kidesh Mizbeach, page Pei Aleph? So says the Brisker Rav to the questioner that there is a difference between the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Mizbeach HaChitzon. He goes to the halachas by Mizbeach HaChitzon and Mizbeach HaPnimi that they are in a special place, but only by Mizbeach HaChitzon does the Rambam quote, Ein Mishanin Oto Mimkomo Rak Mizbeach HaChitzon. You can't switch it or mazes move it even a drop. Only by Mizbeach HaChitzon. Why? The Makam Mizbeach HaChitzon, the base Olamim, Milvan Mashin is Kaddish, Bekdushas HaMizbeach, besides the Mizbeach HaChitzon being Mekudash with Kedushas Mizbeach, Od Gam Nivchar Al Pinavi, Kamo HaMikdash Atzmo. It also has an idea of being chosen, not just being sanctified, but being chosen. The Makam HaMekudash, the Makam HaNivchar. That applies to the entire base of English in general, base HaBechira. But it applies to the Mizbeach HaChitzon specifically. Ubi Yisoda did shal Bechiras Beis Olamim Shenifchar LeMenucha Adead Nechol Gam Bechiras Magam HaMizbeach. Dechsiv Bekra Zehu Beis Hashem Vizeh Mizbeach LeOlo LeYisrael. De Bekra Zeh Nomar Din Bechiras Makom HaMikdash Shenifchar LeBeis Olamim. Like the Rambam says, Ubi Bekra Zeh Atzmo Nomar Gam Bechiras Magam HaMizbeach. Vehenei Divrei HaRambam. And that's what the Rambam specifically says by Mizbeach HaChitzon De Ein Mishanin Oso. Unlike Mizbeach HaPrimi, it was sanctified, but it wasn't chosen. So when we say the place was sanctified, so the Brisker Rav would say that it has an added dimension in Beis HaMikdash by Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Rambam we read last week, that this was the exact spot where Cain and Hevel and Adam and Noach and obviously the Akedah, because that's a Makam HaNivchar. Wasn't mine, it not have been sanctified yet, but that was the Bechira happened even before the Kedusha happened. V'hayna, I'll redo the connection. V'hayna, Mishum, the Kedusha Lachud, U Bechira Lachud. V'yafta HaKedusha Haisai De Shlomo, of a Bechira Space Olamim Haisai De David. David chose it once. All of these other events happened, and he was given the Siyata Deshmaya to know exactly where to put it. Like we had earlier, Daf Chav Dalet. David was Mekadesh the Ritzvah. Right, related to exactly what we said. What does it mean, Mekadesh the Ritzvah? According to this, he wasn't really Mekadesh, he was Bocher the Ritzvah. It was Bocher, really. The Kedusha was given by Shlomo HaMelech, but he chose it, and that's Mizbeach HaChitzon has that double element. It has an element of Kedusha, an element of Bechira, just like the Beis HaMikdash in general. The Beis HaMikdash is called Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBechira. So too the Mizbeach has those two elements as well. Every other Kli only has Kedusha. Doesn't have Bechira. It's not that this Shulchan is in the Makom HaNivchar for the Shulchan, or the Menorah even. Only the Mizbeach HaChitzo, not even the Mizbeach HaPrimi. Okay, at the Brisker Rav there. So the Gemara continues. Bishlama. The Rabbi Yossi. Now getting back to Rabbi Yossi. Hayno d'chsev katan. So we know what it means. Katan, the Mizbeach Nechoshes, was considered katan in comparison. El Rabbi Yehuda, my katan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the entire floor was Mekudash, because the Mizbeach of Shlomo was not able to hold it. So my katan, what does it mean that the Mizbeach Nechoshes of of Moshe was small. Even Shlomo's Mizbeach was small. That's why Yadav used the floor. So my katan. So hachi ka'amar, Mizbeach avanim, sha'asa Shlomo, tachas Mizbeach adachoshes, katan ave. You're right. The katan in the pasuk is going on Shlomo's and not going on David's. You just read it that way, and that's why you had to write it, put it on the floor. But my pligi, what's the root machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Whether it was small or not, the question is, what do you compare it to? Mar savar, don in chutz mi chutz, v'yein don in chutz mi pnim. Some say, Rabbi Yehuda says, that you don chutz mi chutz, you compare the mizbeach of Shlomo to the mizbeach of Yechezkel, the psukim that we had, and you don't learn chutz mi pnim. The einda of einda nechutz mi pnim and umar saver Rabbi Yossi goes no done in kli mi kli vein done in kli mi binyan. No, you learn in terms of the dimensions, in terms of the ratio of the dimensions. Better learn kli from kli, the mizbeach achitzer and the mizbeach pnimi, rather than from the mizbeach of Yecheskel, which had the status of binyan, which is more kavua in the ground, and therefore had the status of a binyan, not a kli, and therefore it's not as good to learn it from there. We did have earlier, you might be bothered, we had earlier in the Masechta that there's a difference between Mizbeach Pnimi and Mizbeach Achitzo, and one is called Kli Shares, and one is not called Kli Shares, but again, the Gemara here is at least calling them both Kalim. Okay, as compared to the Mizbeach of Yecheska. Weiter, Amar Rava. Moda Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim. Rava says that even though we have a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda here that says when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash and he sanctified it, he allowed burning of the karbanos all over the Azara, he did not allow sprinkling of those karbanos all over the Azara. The sprinkling had to be done by the Mizbeach. Tanya, because the Brisa says, we had this earlier, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos Echad HaYemal Midama Taroves. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says, on Erev Pesach, where it was somewhat busy in the Beis HaMikdash, and it could very well be that some blood, you know, some karbanas got straight onto the floor, that didn't make it into the regular kosos, which was sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So, what do? In order to makshir all of those karbanas that the blood might have spilled, he takes a cup, he just picks up some of the blood from that was on the floor. Remember, there was a lot of it, because they stuffed up the pipe that usually brought it out, so that the kohanim could be up to their knees in blood, as a yofi of the Mizbeach, and Erev Pesach we had earlier. So, he took a cup of the blood, and he poured it on the Mizbeach, just in case that the dam spilled out from any one of them, this would be machshirit. So you see from there, that Rabbi Yehuda requires dam on the Mizbeach. Why? And if you want to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole base of Mikdash, the whole Azara, was sanctified for Zrikas Adam also, so what do you need to bring it to the Mizbeach and pour it to the Mizbeach? You already did the mitzvah if it spilled out. If it spilled out from the cup in the that the Kohen did Kabbalah in, so that would be good enough. So the Gemara says, no, V'dilma mishut the katzavar shvicha mikoach ha'adam bi'inan. No, maybe there was no shvicha done here at all. It was just a spill that the Kohen didn't even realize. What we would call, we had earlier, Daf Mem Zayin, Misasek. No, know what you're doing. You need, what is a Zrik or a Shvich? It has to be Koach Adam. It has to be a person doing it. It can't just have happened. So therefore, maybe that's why it's not good enough. Really, it would be good enough if you had a Shvich all over the Azara. The only reason it's not good enough here is because the body just spilled out without knowledge, just Misasek. You didn't even know the action was taking place. We did have earlier, let's just finish that, we'll come back to Misasek. So MK, the Gemara says, no. Nishleb Nishbrech Lebit Aduchte. If you want to say that's the problem, that you didn't do an actual Shvicha, so just pick it up and put it down where you are. So the Gemara says, no. V'dilma, Mishum Debi'ina Mitzvah Ben Amuvchar. Once you're doing it, once you're doing the Shvicha, L'chad Chila, do it on the Mizbeach. Even Rabbi Yehuda might agree to that, even though B'di'evet, he might say that the entire Azara is okay to do the Zrika. That's what it seems. Interesting. All right, so the assumption of the Gemara, it's a great Ha'ara, that it seems like when Shlomo was Makadishit, it was not just for that moment. It was for then on. Right, or else, what does it mean? He was Makadishit L'Shaita. Do you ever have that? Do you ever have a Kiddush L'Shaita besides Har Sinai, besides, you know, places where, here, once he was creating the Beis Olamim, then whatever he did was going to be permanent. So, in Achinami, that's the assumption of the Gemara, that he was Makadishit, who's Makadishit forever. If you remember the discussion of Misasek, we'll go backwards here, two thoughts going backwards. Discussion of Misasek, we had a Daf Mem Zayin, the last Daf in the fourth perek, we had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. How does one define misasik when it comes to kachim? Adaf memzayin on top before we started the perek. Where how do you define it? So Rashi in Chulin, which Tosfos there quotes, it's not Rashi here. Rashi said, "What is how do you define misasik that you didn't have kavana for the act itself?" Right, your person's juggling. He's practicing to be in the circus. He's juggling with a knife, and the knife came down on the animal and shechted the animal. That's misasek, and that's misasek b'kachin. That's pasul. That's Rashi. You don't even have kavanah for the ma'aser. Tosfos says what? Of course that's pasul. That's even pasul in chulin. You don't need to say that's pasul in kachim. That's Rashi talking about. So Tosfos says no. The chiddush of misasek b'kachim is that you do the act. You have kavanah for the act, but you don't have kavanah for the mitzvah. You have kavanah to cut this animal's neck. You don't have kavanah for the mitzvah of shechita to be matir the shechita. That's misasik. You think you're just having fun and cutting. Near the high misasik the kachim, and misasik lechaticha simanim v'lo l'shem zvicha to bechulam kachir bekachim pasul. That's the nafkamina machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos there. But we mentioned there a machlokas achronim, the Achiezer and others, is misasik only by shechita. Is there a psul misasik by others? What if there's a kohen shechting, and then the other kohen who's cashing the blood is totally daydreaming? He has no idea what he's doing. He's not focusing on anything. He's just like he has something in one hand, and all of a sudden he catches the blood. So is that psul misasik? Is there a psul misasik by actions other than shechita? So put this gemara on the list, right? The gemara doesn't say the word misasik. But it sounds like that's what it's talking about. The Gemara says, I didn't need to do the mitzvah. No, you need koach ha'adam. Shvicha mikoach ha'adam. So it sounds like the problem is misasik. And here we're not talking about shchita. We're talking about maybe kabbalah, maybe zrika, at least one of those two others. So we still are owed a shira for shchita. So hopefully when we have the shira or two about shchita, we'll talk more about misasik. But this Gemara definitely goes on that list in terms of does the psul misasik apply outside the avoda of shechita? Good. Tosfos here asks, without answering it, what the hava mina is. Even though the Gemara seems to say that's the maskana, but the evidence okay. But Tosfos asks, the diraskal modet, the little Tosfos, one-liner, tema, malka sakadadach meikar, what's the hava mina that Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to just pour the blood anywhere in the azara? V'hakeren v'ribua yisod makvin. All these psukim that we've darshened 20 times already. The din of yisod by the din of ribua by certain karbanis. So what would the hava mean to say that it would be good? So says the Ola Shlomo that maybe it is dafka by in a specific context. El Kavanasan. Da'afim Mizbeach Gufa ain't sure lahazos damchatas el bamakam chronos. Dehula malam ychuta sikra. Vidamani tan and lamata nami beita kregari so dafka. Umakam karim. Shlok kregari so. Pasla Mizbeach. Heikhi shore lizrok ala ritzpa. Meaning, what's the havamina? Oh, so they continue to say it's a special din by Pesach. Maybe that's the only carbon that you would have allowed it. Pesach, which has the element of achila being so ikr. As we mentioned, maybe there's more flexible definitions and allowances, and also he's mechadesh that lechora it would be good enough to be matir achila because that's what Korban Pesach is all about. So he relates this to the general sugi of shalom bimkomo kimkomo, but that is the Ola Shlomo first explains why it's such a big chiddush what Tosfos is bothered by, but then he says maybe it would be a special din by Pesach. Chazanish also talks about this, but that's the suggestion. I didn't read it exactly, but that's what he's talking about. Okay, Viter, says the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Lazar, next sugya. Mizbeach shenifkam, ein ochlin begino shiari mincha. What if a mizbeach that got nifkam? Maybe a rock fell out of the mizbeach. The mizbeach is there, but it got a psul. One is not allowed to eat shiari mincha when the mizbeach is in that state. Remember, mitzvah asay by the Kohanim to eat the leftovers of the Karban Mincha after the kemitza is burned on the Mizbeach. Mitzvah asay, not by the Minchas Kohen. Minchas Kohen that the Kohen brings is totally burned. But a Mincha that a Yisrael brings, the leftovers are eaten by the Kohanim. So they cannot eat it when the Mizbeach is in a state of pagum. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ve'ichluhu matzos eitzel ha-Mizbeach. You have to eat the carbonous mincha next to the mizbeach. V'chi eitzel ha-mizbeach achluha. Did they have to eat it right next to the mizbeach? It could be anywhere in the azara, not next to the mizbeach. Ela bismachu shalem, velo bismachu chaser. So really it means when it is whole. That's what it means. Eitzel mizbeach, eitzel a whole mizbeach, and not when it is missing any element. And I only know that by shiari mincha. That's the kaddish of the pasuk. How do I know all kachi kachi? Tavol omar kodesh kadashim ulashem. So it says that it calls the mincha kodesh kadashim, an extra phrase to teach me any kachi kachim. Kachi kalim inalan. So how do you know kachi kalim? So we'll do that in a minute. But let's just talk about another issue first, and that is, what if somebody already? Where is my Rambam? The Rambam says, what is there a dichui by the basar of the carbon? Says the Rambam here in Hilchos Psulei Makdashim, Ein ochlim kachim v'hamizbeach pagum. Like the Gemara here says, you can't eat kachim when the mizbeach is pagum. Shemar v'ichlu batzos etzal mizbeach. V'odin l'kachim kalim, which we'll see in a second. Ein ochlim sobi yishalayim v'hamizbeach pagum ad sheyibane, until it's rebuilt. Is there dichui by basar carbon? Meaning, what happens if it's rebuilt then? Can I eat it now? I can't eat it when the mizbeach is in a state of pegima. What if I fix the mizbeach? Could I then eat it? Or do I say, well, we discussed yesterday, on yesterday's daf, dichui esel basar karba. Do I say, once it's nidche, once it's stained, so it's forever finished. So the Mari Kirkus right here, and the other Achronim are Medaik and the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? You can't eat the kachim and you can't eat it ad sheyibana, until it's rebuilt. Mashma from the Rambam, there is no dichui here. Once it's rebuilt, so then it is rebuilt. The kasa rabbeinu ashibane dekashibane miha ochlin kivan shekarvo vehu banui. Right, since it was sanctified originally, it was nira, and now it was nidche, but now it can be chozer v'nira. That is the shita that Mari Kirkus explains for the Rambam. Nira v'nitzcha can be chozer v'nira. If you look later on, Tosas on Daf Samach Aleph, we'll have 2 days from now, sounds like it will be puzzle, sounds like he will be argue that once it's nira v'nitzcha, it will not be able to become nira again. There is, we're not sure yesterday, so I can talk about it today, but it also has to do with dichli, a big discussion that you see from various Gemaras. There are two types of dichli that the Gemara brings up. There's what's called dichui meikaro, came up yesterday, or nira v'nitcha. Dichui meikaro means originally it never had a shas kosher. When it came into existence, there was a problem. Let's say, I don't know, you shechted a animal when the mizbeach was already pagum. Forgetting the problem of shechting when it was pagum, but right when this basar came into existence, it was nitcha meikaro. Masha'inkin, other times, the example that we're talking about here is nira v'nitcha. It was ra'oi, then it became nifsal, now it's ra'oi again. Right, so which is worse? Which would you say is worse? So ironically, even though pashtus, we would say that nitcha meikaro is worse, you never were in the parsha, it's clear in many sources that nira v'nitcha is worse. Once you were ra'oi, and then you became nifsal, became nitche, that is the problem. So the question is, why is that? Why is nira v'nitche worse? So Rabbi Yosef Egel, I just seeing yesterday, has a beautiful piece in Lekach Tov. Lekach Tov in Simin Vav, it's all about dichui in Os Beis. He gives about 20 examples. Kedarko Bakodesh, what was it? 80, whatever, Shmonim, Gevurah Shmonim, right? He gives 80 answers to the question that we had in Daf Mem Vav. About that one question. So there was another one on that's Gevurah Shmonim, right? He also has the one with 70 answers, related to a question in Psachim. Anyway, so here he has a number of examples where you find the more kadosh something is, the more it could fall and the more tama you could get. Just even without, I don't think he quotes this one, but the most simple one is, we know, by Truma and Kachim. Truma and Kachim are the only items that could become a Shlishi Latoma. Truma could become a Shlishi Latoma, and Kodesh could become a Revi Latoma. Why? The more sanctified something is, the more susceptible it is for falling and for tuma. So he says here too, Ukashiesh ala Kodesh, Yodech Hashivash, the better it is, it was nearer. Oh, so now when it's nifsal, as a adaraba haria psul yoter hefechi mipas ma'aloso v'yalkein adaraba hapsul yoter chazak upoel yoser v'yalkein kosher kvar nira be'izasman v'kvar kibel ma'ilo v'chashivas mipas aruyus lagrava v'yachagach nifsal as a pisul pol yoser u'matcheu gamalach reizman shkishi istalek apsisul mashenkin b'dichem eikaro shalo hayaroy adayin b'shumzman v'lo hayalo mal me'olam. Therefore, the psul isn't as great. I like to give the example, the mashal of somebody who loses a presidential election would have much more difficult time winning the next one than somebody who didn't run in the first place. Right? Nireh v'nidcheh is a much more, right, you were there and then you were rejected. Right? That's worse, a worse of a psul than if you never ran in the first place. Right? So that's, I'm guessing, right? I have to do the historical facts, whether that's true or not. But it sounds, pashtas, it sounds like true. And then he quotes, where else do you see this? Many examples. He quotes the Gemara in Psachim. He says, greater is the sinna that Ami Ha'aretz have for Talmidei Chachamim. Of course, the Gemara in Psachim Daf Mem Tes. And even greater is the sinna of somebody who used to learn. And then they rejected. They hate the Talmidei Chachamim even more. The people who rejected, why? Because they already had the Kedusha with them. So they fall even deeper. They fall even deeper, says the Lekach Tov. And then he quotes others. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, Ashrechem Yisrael. Listen to this one. Mizvacho, the Gemara that we know. Mizvacho, Osed Yisrael, Ritzono Shel Makom. When, but Yisrael, follow Hashem. Ein Kaluma, V'lashon, Shot, Yichol, Lishlot, Bahem. There is nobody that's able to be Sholit over us. Ubizvan, She'ein, Osed Ritzono Shel Makom. And when we don't do Ritzono Shel Makom, then there's nobody lower than us. Answer Yosef Engel. It sounds like the first two words of Ashrechem Yisrael are going on both halves of the statement. When you do Ratzon Hashem, there's nobody as great as you. When you don't do Ratzon Hashem, there's nobody as low as you. So why is this Ashrechem Yisrael going on the second half of the statement? He says, beautiful! Because that's the Raya! Because Jews fall lower than anyone else in history, and anyone else in the world, that's a Raya that they could get to greater heights than anyone in history. It's exactly the point. Because the more Kedusha there is, the bear Tuma. Ma Ashro V'tuvo, Ma Zeh Shamar Ashrechem Yisrael, V'afilu Ababa De'ein Osin, Ulam HaKavara B'zeh Gamke, Lefi Darkeinu, Da'giron Pol Yosef lefi godel ha'mayla, v'yalkein Yisrael sheish la'mayla yoser, v'lachein gira'on u'pchisos ha'veira ritzono yisbarach. Right, so, right, many more that he quotes others. Anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. He quotes a Rashi earlier that we had in Zvachim, Adav Tezvav, about Onein, about a Kohen Gadol. We'll have one more example of this, but we'll wait to do it till Amid Beis, because we'll have somebody else that says it as well. But this is Lekach Tov Simin Vav Os Beis. I'm going to look it up. So we go weiter. But we know that the Gemara is telling us here that while the Mizbeach is in a state of pogrom, you for sure cannot eat the karbanos. The question that we just dealt with is what happens if it's rebuilt? Can you then do it? But so we said mincha, we said kachi kachim. What about kachi kalim? So Amar Abaya asked him, Midrash Reb Yosi. I learned it from the house of Reb Yosi. The Tanya Reb Yosi Omer Gimel Dvar Mishum Gimel Zakein. It was Echad Mehen. Reb Yosi said three things. Three halachas in the name of three elders, and the following is one of the things that he said. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael said one of these items. Yacho, Yale Adam, Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim, V'yochlenu Bizman Hazeh. Somebody might think that you could bring up Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim today and eat it there, even though there are no walls there. V'dinhu. Somebody might think as follows. Remember, what are we trying to prove from this whole thing? Try to prove that kachi kalim are not eaten where the mizbeach is nifkam, or for sure if the mizbeach is not there. So we're going to learn it derek agav along the way. So Rabbi Shmuel says, I might have a havamina that you could bring up ma'aser sheni bizman hazeh and eat it v'dinhu, and I have a limud b'char tonavos makom with ma'aser tonavos makom b'char. Right, when I bring my animal bechar, it has to be brought to Yerushalayim, and ma'aser sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Ma bechar eino ela b'fei abayis. But just like Bechar is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, Af Meiser ain't a little bit of bias. But so is the Meiser Sheni. Well, we try to get out of Kedushas Bechar. Because Bechar, right, what does it say here? You can't bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash Bezman Hazeh and take care of it there. But the problem is, a Bechar is automatically Kadosh. If I have a firstborn kosher animal, Behema, so it's Kadosh. So that's why we get out of it, the Shulchan Aruch says, by creating a Shutfus with a Goy. Well, if I know an animal is about to have a baby, so I jointly sell a percentage of my animal to a guy, so we both own it, and that's mafkia, the kedushas bechar. That's what we do. But let's say somebody would have a bechar, be a terrible situation. Very scary situation. You can't get any benefit from that, you have a carbon walking around. But you wouldn't be able to bring it up to Yerushalayim and, partake of it there. So ma bechar ain't all b'fnei abayis, so abayis ain't all b'fnei abayis, so do I sasheni, so, no my sasheni bizman hazeh. Ma lo bechar sheiton atmata damin. One second, me murla gabi mizbeach. How could you compare the two? A bechar is a carbon. It requires sprinklings and a murin on the mizbeach. Second, you compare that to my sasheni. Bikurim yochichu. So, no, bikurim will help, but bikurim does not, nothing burned on the mizbeach. and yet Bikurim do not apply today. He says, so too, Maaser Sheni. Ma'ala Bikurim Sheitun in Hanacha. What do you mean? Bikurim does require something related to the Mizbeach. You have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. V'nachtem. So, Tamalom, and therefore you can't learn Maaser Sheni from it. Tamalomar, that's why you need a pasig. Va'avesem shama olosecha v'zevcheche v'chulu makish maiser lebechar. In the same pasig. Ma bechar einu ela b'fnei abayis, af maiser einu ela b'fnei abayis. Right? That's, so you need a pasig. By the way, that's our, we already have our raya. That bechar is only b'fnei abayis. Not when, for sure, not when the Mizbeach is nifkam, and not when the Mizbeach is not there. So Gemara says, one second, why do we have to come up with a pasuk to teach me that Maaser Sheni is not b'fnei abayis? V'neder dina v'nezim matza. Why don't you put Bechor and Bikurim together? Why don't you do it good together? Just like Bechor and Bikurim don't need, but each of them are different, so to Maaser Sheni. Just as they need bias, so to Maaser Sheni. So Gemara says, we should dig al mifrach. You could have asked the difference between the two of them and Maaser Sheni. Mala hatzad hashava shemen shekein yish ben tzah mizbeach. They do have something to do with the mizbeach, right? Bechor actually is sprinkled and burned on the mizbeach, the emurin, and Bikurim is put down in front of the mizbeach. So it does have something to do with the mizbeach. We also mentioned in the past that the only mitzvah that has bowing down associated with the Maker Adin is Bikurim. Okay, we have by davening, there's a Asher Gaz Gadola told us that we have to bow at certain times. But the Din of Ishtachavaya, the mitzvah, is by Bikurim. So it also might connect to the Mizbeach, some type of Kedusha there. Even by the Kohen Gadol, Shem Hashem, that's a Din. That's not a mitzvah. It's a din. You have to bow down when the Kohen Gadol says Shem Hashem. But it's not a mitzvah. There's something special about the Bikurim and the Mizbeach as well. Even though obviously there's nothing burned on the Mizbeach from Bikurim. So that's the source that we had. Bechor and Maaser Sheni. Bechor and Bikurim are only Mizban Abayis. So too Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara says, Mike Saver, what is the whole assumption of this author, of the author of the previous, of Rabbi Yishmael? So, Ikasavar, Sugid Shvuis, Sugid Megillah, we'll talk about it. Ikasavar, Kedusha Rishona, Kishala Shaita, Vikishala Salava. 1 minute. We know there's a huge Sugya. Is the Kedusha of Yoshua ben Nun, when he went into Eretz Yisrael, and he sanctified Eretz Yisrael, and he sanctified Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, is that Kedusha eternal or not? So if the Kedusha Rishona was eternal, so Afila Bechor Nami. So even Bechor, you should be able to bring up his manazeh. Why can't you bring up Bechor his manazeh? Iksavar lo kishal asalavo. And if you hold that it was not Mekudush asalavo, Afila Bechor Nami tiboy. If it's not kishal asalavo, so you should also have the Shaila about Bechor. Even Bechor, if you say it was lo kishal asid, if you say lo kishal asalavo, so then you should say, Rashi says a question about Meiser. You should be able to have a suffix, at least. It shouldn't be so pasha to you. It should say, do you need Beis HaMikdash or not? Meaning one shouldn't be pasha more than the other one. So Amar Avina La'olam Ksavar Lokitsha. Really, there is no Kedusha. Lokitsha La'asalavo. I have Lokitsha La'asalavo. So what is the issue here? So Vach Mayaskinon Bibichor Shenizrak Damo Kodem Churban Abayis. One of the transition karbanos. You had Zrikas Adam before Bechor Abayis. The Beis HaMikdash then was destroyed. It was on that day, the Adayin Besaro Kayam. And you still have the Basar. You want to know if you can eat the Basar. There's no more Beis HaMikdash. You have to work out the math. Right, we're talking about Kachay Kalam here. A Maiser, which is day night day, from the day it was Shechted. So when was it Shechted? On the 9th of Av. But it was still burning on the 10th of Av. When was it considered the Beis HaMikdash was not there? It's got to be one of those days. What was it considered Beis HaMikdash was still there on the morning of the 10th? So it was maybe on the 11th? Gotta figure out exactly when it was, if officially burnt. V'yiskish b'sar l'damo, we compare the basar to the dam. Ma damo b'mizbech, just like the dam needs the mizbech, ap b'sar b'mizbech, and so too, the basar of the bechor needs the mizbech, so for sure, that's why there's no shayla. No shayla, but it comes to bechor. V'yasi meiser, v'yalafi bechor, and then you learn meiser from bechor. Here, let's finish, and then we'll talk about it. V'chi davar alavi b'hekish, chozim alavi b'hekish. What do you mean? Yeah, you have two steps of the hekish now. So how could you learn that? So the Gemara says Maaser does the same shakla v'tayah we had. Maaser dagan chulunu. No, Maaser sheni is chulun. So and therefore it's not considered kodesh and kodesh. I hard to klima darav basa lobe das lina. That's okay if the one you're learning to is what defines it. I lo mar darav basa malami das lina. But according to the one that says basa malami, the one you're learning from, that is kodesh. That is two kodeshes. Michael Maymar. So damu basar chadam ilsahi. Dam, it's not that you're learning basar from dam and then meiser from bechor. Dam and basar is one step. Therefore, it is what we say that the basar has the same status. It's not learning basar from dam. It's just saying that it is all the same halacha. Okay, period. Stop there in the Gemara. This sugya of Kishul HaShaita and Kishul HaSalavo is, of course, a huge sugya, and it all starts with the Rambam. Any shiur given on this topic starts in the Rishonim with the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Yudala Tezvav, in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam says, Uba menes kasha begdusha bishona kisha shlomo shu kiddush hazara of Yerushalayim l'shaita v'kiddush hasan l'asalavo. V'lefichach makriven hakarbanas kulan avo bishayin shom bayis banui. Rambam holds that when it comes to Beis HaMikdash, Kishul HaShaita v'Kishul HaSalavo. Right, that's what the Rambam holds. Therefore, you can bring Karbanos, theoretically, if you can get out of the 10 other problems of Big Day Kahuna, and Tumas Meis, and knowing where the Mizbeach is. As long as you get rid of all the other problems, theoretically, you could bring Karbanos Bezman HaZeh. V'yochle kashim kashim b'chol ha'azara. V'yochle kashim kalamayis ha'sheri b'chol Yerushalayim. Ava b'shei shem b'choma. Shukadush b'shona kishol ha'shadav kishol ha'salavo. That's the Rambam Shita. But then the Rambam has his famous distinction. Why do I say by Mikdash and Yerushalayim kishol ha'shadav kishol ha'salavo while regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael lo kishol ha'salavo? Lafi shekedushas ha'mikdash v'yerushalayim b'pnei ha'shchina. V'shchina eina b'teila. Kedushas Yerushalayim, we spoke about last week in the Iyun Shir, is because of the Shechina, and the Shechina is never batal. Vari Omer Vashimotzi is Mikdashechem V'yomer Chachamim Avo Bishashomim B'Kedushasen Heim Omdim. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha stands even though it is desolate. But Chiyav Haaretz B'Shviyas Shmita Maisris Einu Ela Mishum Kibush Rabim. That's because of Kibush. The Kibush and Nilcha Haaretz Yeshua conquered, and then it was conquered, so that was lost. That kedusha is finished. V'kibush ala Ezra, v'kidsha lo kidsha v'kibush ala b'chazaka she'achzikuba. And when Ezra came back, he did it with chazaka, not with kibush. And therefore, l'ficha kol makam she'achzikuba olibavo, but it's kadosh v'kidusha Ezra shnia. How you mukudash hayom? The kedusha goes by Ezra, not by Yeshua. V'yafal pisha nilcharis b'men of chay b'shvius u'maisus ala derech kamoshe b'yarnu. And even though we went into Gauls again, but the kedusha isn't lost if the Hakdasha happened by Kibush, by Chazaka, and not by Kibush. Right? That is the famous distinction of the Rambam. The rest of Eretz Yisrael, the first Kedusha was lost. Why? Because it was achieved through Kibush, through conquering. And therefore, conquering is undermined through conquering. Mashiach, the second Kedusha was done with Chazaka. And if it's done with Chazaka, so then it is never lost. And that's the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says right here, Eini Odeya Ma Kala Chazaka Gadol Mikra Kibush. What's the difference between Chazaka and Kibush? V'lamalo no rabbi Chazaka Gamkein. Mishanilkahar, what Chazaka, where it was all a portion that we went up slowly and took and just settlement? So why isn't that lost when we are unsettled? When we go to Galus, v'chem yishenilchachar es biyadenu bala chazaka v'su. And then he says number two, but rishonish es kasha bekibush v'chilo hayasham chazaka. The first one that also had kibush, but then we settled it. It was conquering and settled it. Miadifa chazaka below kibush mechazaka even kibush v'tzarech li iyun. No answer given by the Kesef Mishnah. So we'll quote one answer, and then maybe next week we'll have. There's not going to be an Iyun Shir this week. I'm going to be away a little bit, but best for me next week. Maybe remind me. We'll have a Shir related to this topic. But just quote you one that relates to what we just said in Amun Aleph, and that is the Mesha Chachma. Rav Soloveitchik has a cup. Two other ideas, which we're not going to mention now. Two beautiful ideas, but the Mesha Chachma in Parshas B'Shalach says the difference between Kibush and Chazaka, and Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this Gemara also in that piece. The Gemara says in Bechoros that if a Kohenes is Nivol al-Apasola, she becomes like a Zara. A Kohenes becomes like a Zara. A Levia Nivol al-Apasola, when she lives with a guy, she could still eat Meiser. So ask the Mesha Chachma, ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, why is a Kohenes who has more Kedusha when she's Nivol al-Apasola, she's like Yisraelis now? Mashaikin and Leviah, it's exactly the point. Because if you start off greater, right, the greater they are, the harder they fall. Says the Mesha Chachma in Parshas B'Shalach, no, just the opposite of what everybody else says. Really, Kibush was greater than Chazaka. Why was the Kibush greater? What led the Hakdasha of Yeshua ben Nun? There was the Aaron, there were the Kohanim. This was unbelievable! Because it was greater Kedusha, that's why it lost it easily. The greater it is, the more delicate it is. Like the larger balloon somebody has, You pop it, it makes a bigger sound with a pop rather than a smaller balloon. Vashiki ki, the chazaka, it's a lower level akdasha. Lower level akdasha, so therefore, it is going to be it's not going to be lost because it's not so sanctified anyway. Other achmorim say no, it's different. It's not worse or better. It's just different why one would be lost and not the other. Okay, but hopefully we'll, have a shiur on this, but we'll have to stop here. And Beis Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Again, Tuesday, Beis Hashem, I'm not going to be here. We'll have shiur tomorrow and then we'll be back on Wednesday.